When it is grown, it is greater than the herbs, and it becomes a tree.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It becomes a tree, and the birds of heaven come and lodge in the branches thereof.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
I'm blessed by that.
Gives me a lot
of hope. Amen.
Amen.
It means that no matter what you're seeing in your life, you may not be seeing much going on in your life, but it's just the beginning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also, when something is small, it doesn't mean God is not in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's easier to see God in something that's big and working.
Yeah.
It's easier to see greatness in a grown-up.
Mm.
Is it not true?
Yeah.
But it's more difficult to see greatness in a kid.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's difficult to see greatness in a little baby lying in a crib.
Wow.
Only special people get to have that special insight to be able to respect and appreciate something when it's not very impressive.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I was sharing with you last week, that's how millionaires are made.
Yeah.
Millionaires are people who see greatness in a small window.
Wow.
That most people do not see. And then they respect the greatness, they nurture the greatness, and then when it becomes great, all the birds of the air bring their applications to come and work for it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the birds of the air, once it becomes a tree, all the birds of the air come to it.
That's right.
But when it's just a grain of mustard seed, there's not much respect for it.
Yeah.
But I believe that you have eyes to see greatness in a small thing.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I'm continuing this morning, you know, along the same line to share with you from Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And this is like part of the Christmas story. And last week, I actually sort of ended my message right on this border. And so I'm taking it from there to go a little further. Amen.
Amen.
Right. So Luke chapter 2 and verse 6. It says, "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered." Okay. The days were fulfilled that she should be delivered. Okay. Verse 7. "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Amen.
Amen.
"I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
You know, hold on a second. I think my iPad is active. All right, let's read from here. It says, "And the angel said to them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign to you." This is how you know you have found your greatest blessing. "You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Wow.
So if you're not impressed with babies wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in mangers, then you miss the invitation.
Wow.
Do you see what is going on here?
Yeah.
Right. So that's my message this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. Now, so go back to verse 7, where the Bible says, she brought forth her firstborn son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, people don't typically give birth to their firstborn children and wrap them in swaddling clothes and lay them in a manger. Because firstborn children are special.
Yeah.
Always. Firstborn children, you know, they get to have everything. When you see a woman who's going to have her first child, she's usually shopping for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in the book, you know, they have all the gadgets, they have the bottle warmers, the one in the house, the one in the car,
yeah,
then the one between the house and the car.
Yeah.
The one in the office. Yeah.
The one in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have, you know, there's a baby monitor, like a little camera type thing that they can be staring at while the baby is sleeping in her room. See, because when I was a kid, the way you knew the baby was up was the baby starts to scream. Right? But now, they have modern gadgets you can put in the baby's room, and then you stay over in your room, and you'll be staring at the gadgets, and as the baby turns, you just know the baby is up, and you go, and you see to the baby. Right? But this lady, she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Now, this son is Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Jesus Christ is God's great. Jesus Christ is God's great gift to the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How could it be that when God got ready to bless the world with the greatest gift you can give to anybody, you know, there is a verse in John chapter 3 and verse 16 which says, "God so loved the world." God so loved the world. God so loved the world. God so loved the world.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Wow.
See, you and I have different ways of expressing head confused kind of love. You get it? When you are so in love, you buy a car.
Yeah.
Send an email.
Yeah.
Or send a text.
Yeah.
Something that people who are not in love also do.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when God so loved the world,
wow,
he gave us his only begotten son.
Wow.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just showing you this verse because I want you to see that the Savior that was given, or that baby that was born in the previous chapter we were reading, was God's highest expression of his love for us.
Mm.
He wasn't a cheap baby.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was actually God's best.
Mm.
God's best act and God's best demonstration of how he feels about us.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, the greatest gift you can give to someone is a person.
Yeah.
You cannot give anything beyond a person.
Yeah.
The Bible says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend."
Wow.
That means the highest expression of love is when someone lays down their lives for you.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
When someone gives their life for you, it is one of the highest expressions of love. Because it's not easy to get someone's love.
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, you keep falling in love before.
Hey.
especially with someone who doesn't feel the same way about you.
That one.
When you love someone who loves someone else.
Right! My God.
You love someone who loves someone who is not you. It's not easy.
At all.
You're looking at them and they're looking. You're looking at them and they're looking at someone who's not even looking at them. You know, and you just wish they'll just turn, you know, and just look at you and see. Amen. You cannot easily give someone to yourself. Hallelujah. So for God to give us His Son was a great blessing to mankind. Hallelujah. Now, this Son that was given here, you see, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. That means this Son was given to make it possible for people to go to heaven. Think about something as great as that. The Son that was given was to make it possible for people to go to heaven and to prevent people from going to hell. That's what it means by should not perish. Should not perish. To prevent people from going to hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, for God sent not the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. So it was a great provision that God gave to us.
Amen.
You see,
yeah.
But my point is that you would have thought that if God was this serious and God was giving us such a great person to accomplish such a great feat as in taking or rescuing people from going to hell and taking people to heaven, then His entrance would have been a little more grand.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
So back to Luke chapter 2 and verse 7. So Luke chapter 2 verse 7, it says, she brought forth her firstborn son and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes. This is the son that is supposed to come and prevent us from perishing. The person that is taking us to heaven or through whom we're going to be able to go to heaven where God lives. He was born and wrapped in swaddling clothes and lay in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Then the next verse. Verse 8 says, and there were shepherds in the same country abiding in the field and keeping watch by night over their flock. And an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. So again, the baby lying in the manger has angelic connections.
Wow.
Do you see? I'm trying to show you how God works.
Yeah.
That something you may look at or something you may see and just walk past and treat casually may actually be your greatest blessing.
That's right.
And it may be God's entrance into your life.
Yeah.
It may be God, the beginning of something great in your life.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It says that the baby, great as he was, the baby was in a manger, and yet there were angels announcing his birth.
Mm.
I don't know if any angels announced your birth. But I don't think there were any angels involved in my birth. The most you would get probably was
your uncle.
An uncle or auntie running across town to tell the other auntie because there were no mobile phones then. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So one relative running across town to tell the other relative that, listen, that baby has been born.
Finally.
He's a boy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But here, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Can you imagine? These are shepherds, simple, ordinary people doing their job, keeping watch over their flock by night. And now they get to be to be exposed to the glory of the Lord, you know, through the angel that has come to invite them. You see, the word angel just means messenger.
Yeah.
So in a sense, whoever invited you to church this morning is actually your angel. You're missing his wings. He's an angel.
Amen.
Angel just means an angel is a messenger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says, a messenger of the Lord stood by them. Someone who is in close proximity to you, either because they live near you, or they go to the same school as you, or work in the same place, or they're just friends with you, and they invite you. And it says, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. God came there. God came around them to assure them that, look, don't be deceived by the swaddling clothes. Don't be deceived by the major. Don't be deceived by the smallness. This is it.
Wow.
See, God is not under pressure to impress anybody.
Yeah.
See, God doesn't dress up and stand in front of the mirror and see if he's looking good. God does not need that.
Yeah.
He does not need you to think that he looks good.
Yeah.
He does not need you to think that he's God.
Yeah. Wow.
He does not need you to believe he's God to be God.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Much like fire does not need you to believe it burns to bear.
Yeah.
Right. God, the angel of the Lord came and they were so afraid. In verse 9 says, the angel said to them, Jason, the next verse.
Is it
9.
This is
10. This is 10.
So take it back.
Okay, so the angel said to them.
Oh.
No, 10, yes. The angel said to them, be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people.
Hallelujah.
He said, look, this invitation I'm giving you is good news for you.
Amen.
I brought you good news. I brought you something that will change your life, which shall, he says, it shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a savior. That thing lying in the manger is actually a savior.
Amen.
Wow. He said, there is born to you this day in the city of David, a savior who is Christ the Lord. Now, this is what blows my mind. He says, and this shall be the sign unto you. This is how you recognize my savior. When I send you something that's going to be a savior for you, something that's going to save your life, save you from hell, take you to heaven.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
The Savior, he said, this shall be the sign. The Savior from God will be wrapped in, first of all, it will be a baby.
Mm.
Then it's wrapped in swaddling clothes. Then it's lying not in a crib with wheels, but in a manger. That is God at work.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, this is my precious gift to you, my Savior, your greatest blessing. I mean, if you were to look back in your life, I'm sure you would probably realize that you have walked past many saviors, many things that would have been a great blessing to you.
Yeah.
From jobs to apartments, to buying cars, to even people.
Yeah.
People that would have been a great blessing to you.
Yeah.
And you walk past them, and then you watch what a blessing they have become to somebody else.
Yeah.
Every day you look at it with jealousy.
Mm.
Everybody looks back in their lives and they see something they should have chosen, which they didn't choose. Because at the time, it didn't look like a savior. It looked just like whatever it was. Very ordinary and so commonplace that there was no special reason to choose it. Because you would have expected that if this is the savior, at least there should, you know, God has the ability to shine His glory. You see, the shepherds, when the angel came, that was the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds with the angel and the invitation, but not around the baby. So if it is to make something glow and to make the thing look beautiful and impressive, God is capable of doing that. It's not a problem for God to make something shine and look beautiful. But somehow God chooses a more quiet entrance. A less impressive, not so loud entrance. And then He leaves it up to people to be able to discern the greatness in what He has placed before them.
Wow.
And many people miss it. So many people miss God. And then they go around saying that God has failed them,
yes,
or that God has let them down, or that they prayed and God didn't answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm
saying? Oh, yes.
Says the Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and He says, "This shall be the sign." Where's the verse? Verse 12. That says, "And this shall be the sign unto you." You know, this is how you recognize God's baby.
Yeah.
He said, "You shall find a babe." You find a babe, something small, not a man. Says, you may be looking for a man, I know, but you find a baby.
Wow.
He said, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. See, now, I don't know what swaddling clothes look like, but it doesn't sound like these are some Gucci. Lying in a manger. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Lying in a manger. And He says, this is the sign. This is God's baby. This is as good as it's going to get. This is all you get for a sign. And it is now up to you to have faith in it, to believe in it, and to choose it while it's still a baby. Because although it starts as a baby, its destiny is totally different.
Yeah.
This baby is going somewhere. And will be a great blessing. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So do not take your invitation to church today for granted.
Yeah.
Because God has actually orchestrated this invitation.
Yeah.
And has sent a Savior into your life and sent a messenger to connect you to the Savior. Then after that, He leaves it up to you to be able to discern the greatness in the invitation.
Wow.
And what a privilege it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men in whom He is well pleased. See, so there were actually more angels than one. But God hit the multitude and only one popped up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So again, you can see God seems to work in a minimalist kind of way.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yeah.
And He has more angels and could have displayed all these angels. And of course, if God had displayed all these angels around, announcing, there's a baby, the whole hotel, that whole place would have been full of people. Because, like I said, it doesn't take wisdom, you know, to celebrate greatness when it's obvious.
Yeah.
But you need wisdom to see greatness when it's tiny. To be able to see it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then go quickly to verse 40 before we close. Okay. Now, verse 40 says, and the child grew. This is that same baby. It says, and the child grew And he waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody say the baby's growing.
The baby's growing.
Can you see the child is changing?
Yeah.
It says, and the child grew, and he was strong, and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
If you want to be around someone, choose someone who has the grace of God on his life.
Amen.
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 So you see, someone who was just a baby had the grace of God descending upon him. He started to be filled with wisdom. He became very strong. And yet he only started as a baby. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to verse 52, 52. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you found 52, Jason?
Yes.
Okay. It says, and Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
Amen.
Can you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But now all these people who are following him at this point, in fact, from this point on, you see crowds and multitudes following him.
Yeah.
But they have missed the golden opportunity to celebrate the baby or the person while he was a baby.
Yeah.
Are you understanding what I'm sharing
yeah.
here? Do you notice how first they said he was a baby? We're still in Luke chapter 2.
Yeah.
First they said he was a baby. Then by verse 40, they say now the child.
He's growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then by verse 52, he has a name.
Yeah.
Now you can't call him a baby anymore.
No, that's right.
You can't refer to him as the child anymore.
Yeah.
Now you have to say Jesus.
That's right.
Because the person has become who he was intended to be.
Wow.
And thank God for anybody who was with him at this point began to benefit from all these things.
Oh,
he advanced in wisdom, advanced in stature, and advanced in favor with God and favor with man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what am I saying today? I'm just saying that do not take your presence here or your association with this church at this stage for granted.
Amen.
That it's a golden invitation that the Lord has given to you.
Amen.
To be part of the life of his baby that is intended to become something great.
Yeah.
That will be a blessing in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, your destinies are actually tied to what is happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, a long time ago, someone invited me to a church, this church, when it was just starting.
Wow.
I didn't know that they had invited me to my life.
Wow.
Because many great invitations have a very casual presentation.
That's right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A long time ago, someone said to me, listen, you're not doing anything. I used to attend a certain church, you know, and I would go there as a visitor all the time on the back, just, you know, relaxing and just, and you know, I played the keyboard in those days, and the person said to me, you're sitting here doing nothing, why don't you just come and help us, because the church has just started, and they didn't have anybody playing the music and all that, and the person said, come and help us. See, today I'm a full-time minister in this church.
Wow.
See, and that invitation, even though it came from a friend, was actually God's invitation, was an invitation to the rest of my life.
Wow.
Do you see what I'm saying? It was an invitation to connect with what God really had purposed for my life.
Amen.
You see, and you only see it as you go along, it becomes more and more and more and more, because it doesn't show up at the beginning. Everything, can you give me the verse again, please? Everything Jesus became, none of this was obvious in that manger. There was no advancement in wisdom in the manger.
Yeah.
Do you understand? There was no increase in stature in the manger. You couldn't see favor with God and man in the manger. The only thing you saw was just swaddling clothes and the manger, and you were supposed to choose it or leave it. But those who chose it at that time, the Bible calls them wise men.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible calls them the wise men. They chose the baby at the right time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that baby became a blessing to them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I know that this church is going to be your greatest blessing.
Amen. Amen.
One day we're going to have weddings in our church.
Amen. Wow.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
It should be powerful.
I mean, someone points to that baby and say, this is the same.
Wow.
This is the one that is going to go to heaven.
Wow.
You can always believe that.
Wow.
One day we'll be having weddings.
Wow. Ah. It should be powerful. It should be powerful.
Only why does everyone think this? everyone seems to think I'm referring to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you?
Yeah.
One day this church is going to be a great blessing to your life.
Amen.
It's going to be the shelter that they talked about.
Wow.
It's going to be a strong tower
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
It's going to be a source of wisdom for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
It's going to be a source of spiritual strength for your life.
Amen.
You understand?
Yeah.
It says the child, where's the child grew? And the child grew, verse 40, give me verse 40. It says, the child grew and waxed strong. Do you understand?
Yeah.
One day this church is going to be the strength of your life.
Amen.
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 Yeah. When the day of crying comes, you'll be glad that you had such a church.
Amen.
And such brothers and sisters as you would have found in the church at that time. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says the child grew and it was strong. It was filled with wisdom.
Wow.
One day your life is going to be blessed by so much wisdom.
Amen.
Preaching
Amen.
In this church.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's a good message. It's powerful. It's powerful.
See, there are some of us, sometimes, from where we're coming, where we're already wired to fail. The way we've been raised, the things we've been exposed to, the things we've seen, have already predetermined our failure even before we get there. We just don't know that we are the failing kind because we have not grown enough. But perhaps God has introduced something into your life at this point to create a detour from following the path and the same pattern that has been in your family and that has been in your family for years. God wants to begin a new path with you.
Amen.
And to do that, He has rolled this into your life at this stage.
Wow.
You see, but because it's a baby, there is a chance you're going to take it for granted. But this child was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So anybody who was near him also experienced the grace of God. Perhaps the grace of God is coming upon your life
Amen.
By your connection to this baby.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you understanding my message?
Oh, yes.
This is mysterious at all.
Right.
I am just sharing with you what the Bible is teaching us. Amen.
Amen.
That the greatest blessing may be knocking at your door as we speak. And I want you, with faith, to say, yes, Lord.
Amen.
And to see it and say, Lord, I thank you. I receive this blessing.
Yes.
And to celebrate that blessing, because one day, you're going to be glad that you joined this as we serve the Lord together. Say amen.
Amen.
So that's the end of my message.
Wow.
Amen.
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 Tell your neighbor, don't be deceived by the swaddling clothes.
Don't be deceived by the swaddling clothes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's pray. Just bow your heads with me, everybody. And I want you to pray. Just take a moment. Think about yourself and think about your life. think about where you've been, think about how things have been for you, and ask yourself, could today be the day of my salvation? Could this be that junction? Could today be that day I've been looking forward to? The day I've been yearning for? The day of my visitation? Could it be that my angel showed up today? Could it be that this is my hour? This is my visitation. I want you to just commune with God. This is a very private moment. You know, this is a very private moment. It's just you and God. And just ask yourself, what is the Lord saying to me today? What is the Spirit of God saying to me today? Just take a decision to connect with what God is saying to your heart today. There's some of you, God is saying, it begins with a relationship with me. It begins with a relationship with Jesus Christ. It begins with the forgiveness of your sins. That's where we start. It begins with you acknowledging that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself and that all my own efforts at being good have often landed me right back into being my old self. I've tried to be good, tried to do good. But it's as if the engine that produces good in the person is turned off from me. And I don't blame you. Because none of us is capable of being good in ourselves. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Jesus has to come into the heart of a person to turn that engine on and to give each of us the power to be good, the power to be who we have desired to be. But the thing that stands in his way is our sins, which the Bible says he will take away. If only we will confess our sins, if we will acknowledge that number one, we are sinners, and number two, that Jesus is the only one who can take our sins away. If we can accept these two things, then the Bible says he will come into our hearts and he will change us. He will turn that engine on and you will have the opportunity and the chance to be who he created you to be. It says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, it doesn't matter who they are, where they are, where they've been, what they've done, how long they've done it, with whom they've done it, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants us to have everlasting life. But the life is in his Son. And the Bible says, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever doesn't have the Son has not life. This morning I'm going to invite all of us to say a prayer with me. And I'm going to invite all of us to lead this prayer. This is the prayer that will make Jesus the Lord of your life. This is the prayer that will cause your sins to be forgiven. This is the prayer that will create and establish and perhaps restore the relationship that you once had with the Lord. So I want everybody to bow your heads, and I want you to say this prayer after me. I want you to say with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for a day like this.
I thank you for a day like this.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
I acknowledge today I'm a sinner.
I acknowledge today I'm a sinner.
And that you came into this world because of me.
And that you came into this world because of me.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Please come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
Forgive my sins, Lord.
Forgive my sins, Lord.
I know I cannot be good by myself.
No, I cannot be good by myself.
Only you can make me good.
Only you can make me good.
Only you can wash me.
Only you can wash me.
And cleanse me.
And cleanse me.
Take away my sins.
Take away my sins.
And make me a child of God.
And make me a child of God.
Only you can do that.
Only you can do that.
So Lord Jesus.
So Lord Jesus.
I come to you.
I come to you.
With my life.
With my life.
Just as it is.
Just as it is.
I come to you.
I come to you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
And I ask for forgiveness.
And I ask for forgiveness.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Restore my relationship with you.
Restore my relationship with you.
Bring me back to that place.
Bring me back to that place.
Where you have ordained for me to be.
Where you have ordained for me to be.
I want to walk with you.
I want to walk with you.
I want to talk with you.
I want to talk with you.
I want to have a relationship with you.
I
want to
have a relationship with you.
I want to know you, Lord.
I want to know you, Lord.
Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself to me.
Say, oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Reveal yourself to me.
Reveal yourself to me.
Help me to serve you.
Help me to serve you.
As you want me to serve you.
As you want me to serve you.
Say, all things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
Say, all things are passed away.
All things are passed away.
And all things are new.
And all things are new.
From today.
From today.
I rededicate my life to you.
I rededicate my life.
I give my life to you today.
I give my life to you today.
And I mean to live for you.
And I mean to live for you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for anyone who said this prayer with sincerity and meaning.
Yes.
You know the hearts of all men. The Bible says, he that comes to you, you will in no wise cast out. So I know, Lord, that today you're not casting anybody out. But anyone who has sincerely approached you today is received by you. And I pray, Lord, that you reveal yourself to them. I pray, Lord, that you minister to their hearts. I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to their hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed today.
Oh, yes.
Are you glad you came to church?
Oh, yes.
Blessing. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is good. The Bible says it's a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path.
Amen.
So the more preaching you hear, the more light you have.
Amen.
The more you live without preaching, the less light you have.
Mm.
The less light you have, the more darkness you have.
Mm.
The more darkness you have, the more opportunities for stumbling
mm.
and making mistakes
wow.
and making painful and difficult choices
mm.
because you're doing everything in darkness.
Yeah.
But God has sent the light your way.
Amen.
It's going to be a blessing.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.